So we now start to look at the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Midah, in earnest. These are the paragraphs that specifically relate to the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Midah. V'chein. And so. V'chein tim pachtecha, and then it will be at the time of the Geula. You'll instill your pachad in all of your creation. This uvachain is incredibly, incredibly significant. Because it comes of uvachain, avoy ha-melech ha-shlech das. It comes and it's based on a pasuk in Esther. Where even though Esther done everything she could, she still felt unworthy to stand in front of the king. She'd made an illegal move. She didn't have permission to come, he didn't invite her. And there's a part of us, come Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, no matter what preparation we've put in place beforehand, we still feel unworthy. Who am I to stand in front of the Melech, Malchei HaMelachim, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But on the other hand, what am I meant to do? I'm meant to be here right now. He wants me to be here right now. And so on the one hand, yes, I feel unworthy. On the other hand, we're tapping into the greatest power that there is. V'chein. Gematria. 72. Bechein. What is that? It's Keneged Hashem's 72 letter name. It's based in Parshas B'Shalach. Why are we taking that so seriously? All these different Vecheins. The first one is Avraham Avinu, who was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in this world. Second one is Pachad Yitzchak. And the third one is Yaakov. We're tapping into who we are. We're people that stand. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We might be unworthy. But we come from great stock. And therefore, with that sense of history, we pray for the destiny of the Jewish people and all of humanity because we have no choice. I have to be here right now. I have to be here because I'm a child of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I have to be here right now because who else is going to crown Hashem as king? Who else is going to yearn for the time where all of humanity have this awareness of the Almighty? Who else will beg for the time where all of Hashem's creations will know there's a creator and they'll be for real with that? So yes, V'chein, I feel unworthy. But on the other hand, I'm tapping into the greatest power, this hint, this nod to the 72-letter name of Hashem, which contains everything within it. Therefore we come in front of the Elokei HaChesed and Elokei HaRachamim. We say, Hashem, you know who we are. You know our faults. You also know what we really want. We want to align with you. We want to dream your dream. We want to live out, be active players in your hopes and dreams and aspirations for all of humanity. And therefore, unworthy as we are, here we are.